many folks, no doubt excited that the temperatures now include things like wind chills and below zero. It's time for Larry Weber and Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And yeah, we're getting plenty of sunshine, but wow, what a fascinating morning. We have a minus six here. And I was wondering if we were going to reach that zero. The forecast all week kept on changing it, and then it kept on getting lower and lower. And finally, yeah, this morning, minus six. At the airport, the weather service is also below zero. This is a record-setting cold for this date. Now, to put things in perspective, this is really, really a neat experience. But to put it in perspective, 1 year ago, we had on this date 64 degrees, which was the record high. So, quite a change. Oh, I think that's fascinating. We were also on our way to the warmest November in more than 100 years. Well, it looks as though right now we are not going to be duplicating that. Yeah, very, very interesting time. I was not expecting back on October 27 when we got the snow. I was not expecting it would last as much as it is, but it certainly is. This morning, besides going out and walking in the snow, I also walked to a river and to a lake. The lake was completely frozen, and that is interesting because as recent as yesterday, I estimated about three-fourths of it was still open. But thanks to the sub-zero temperatures and all day, a chilly day yesterday, it was completely covered with ice this morning. The one that really surprised me, though, was the river. The last time I was there, which was the day before yesterday, there was just a little bit of ice along the edge. And this morning, there was ice. I was across the river on a bridge, and I looked both directions from the bridge, and both sides I could see ice. So, wow, we'll see what happens. Now, according to the forecast, we're going to get some warmer temperatures, so we'll see how much of this lasts. I really don't think the river ice will continue. The lake, we'll see. So far, of course, we have been quite a bit below normal for the month. We are, however, above normal with precipitation and snowfall. So once again, we'll see what happens. We have had some absolutely fascinating days lately. I talked about this morning. Well, yesterday morning was equally as fascinating. We had gotten, during the night, we had gotten about an inch of new snow. It appears as though it stopped snowing at about midnight. Now, an inch of snow is no big deal. But when it is done snowing by midnight, what that means is whatever came out after midnight is going to leave fresh cracks. And so, wow, what a great opportunity. I took advantage of it and took a nice long walk yesterday morning, and I found a large number of animal tracks. The animal tracks have been really interesting lately. I find animal tracking is a great activity to do throughout the winter, but the best times to do it, to see the really great diversity, is the early in the season and late in the season. And this year, yes, we're getting plenty of early in the season. And during my walk so far, I have found tracks of more than a dozen kinds of critters. Now, most of these are no surprise, things like deer and squirrel and fox and coyote. I see them on a regular basis. But there were a couple of surprises. I found fisher tracks yesterday. I found the day before. I found weasel tracks. But the really great ones were skunk and raccoon. Now, why skunk and raccoon great ones? Well, they're both common animals, but they're both animals that tend to sleep in the really cold weather. They don't exactly hibernate. They have a prolonged sleep. And so a lot of times we don't even see their tracks, but this time I was able to. But the real great one was finding bear tracks. Bear are well known in the area. Probably everybody has had bear sightings and certainly stories to tell about bears, but we don't see the tracks of them in snow that often, only early in the season and late in the season for obvious reasons. And so, yeah, that was, oh, wow, great, great tracking yesterday. And then to continue the story, we've had, as I said, fascinating days. We've also had fascinating nights. The night of Tuesday, that's November 7, I got out at the right time to witness the aurora. I have seen more spectacular aurora, but I was not disappointed with this at all. It was really a beautiful show, and it, as I said, happened on Tuesday evening. I went back again last night to try to see if there was an encore, and I did not see it. Now, perhaps some people did at a later time, but nevertheless, quite a spectacular thing. You know, with the early sunsets now, we have an opportunity in November. November is a very good month for seeing aurora, so I would suggest getting out and taking a look. Now, November is also a good time to start to see the northern migrants that come down. Rough-leg hawk, bald eagle, golden eagle, goshawk, tundra swans. Last year, I didn't see flocks of tundra swans until December, but yeah, they're coming down now. And flocks of snow buntings. I saw a flock of snow buntings along the road this week that I estimated to be 100. We still have a junco hanging around our feeder. We'll see how long that one single one is going to last. And then I've seen tree sparrows along the road, and I had a neighbor tell me yesterday that he had seen redpolls at his feeder. So certainly things are acting up. Good time to get out and watch the feeder. I mentioned last time about turkeys coming to the feeder. They came every day for about a week, and then they decided to move on. However, their place was taken by something else. With the earlier sunsets that started on Sunday, I decided to see if the flying squirrels were still around. So I went out and I put food out from the flying squirrels. Did not see any arrive on Sunday night, but by Monday they were there. They must have been in the trees watching, just waiting, and boy, they made a move. And they're really an interesting critter, almost 100% nocturnal, and so a lot of us never see them. But nevertheless, they are out there. Oh, yes, it's going to be an interesting show. We'll see if we're on our way for a very long snow cover. We have already had 2 weeks of snow cover. Now, we'll see if that's going to continue. And if so, don't go away, Lisa. This is going to be quite a ride. So, okay, take care.
All right. Thanks a million, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, author, educator, naturalist, and our host for Backyard Almanac. Every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.